Welcome to America's Horse on America's Trail with the Mustang Discovery Ride. I'm your host, Julianne Neal. Over the next 12 months, we'll be following tip trainers Hannah Catalino and Lisanne Fear, along with Abilene, Bagheera, Chili, Cody, Finn and Rosette, and of course, Fira and Caillou, as they cross the American Discovery Trail on a quest to bring attention to the plight of America's Mustangs. With a goal of 5,000 miles, 5,000 Mustangs, the Mustang Discovery Ride team hopes to bring attention to adoption into appropriate homes for these living legends. We hope that you'll join Hannah and Lisanne on this journey of a lifetime by following the Mustang Discovery Ride podcast. Enjoy the ride! In this episode of the podcast, you'll meet the newest member of the Mustang Discovery Ride team. We won't give away any surprises, but let me just tell you that you'll definitely want to catch this episode in video format. You'll find it on the JA Media Productions YouTube channel. Later in the podcast, we'll give a shout out to our sponsors and supporters, and we'll hear from Executive Director Lisa Dearson with a holiday update. But now, sit back and listen as Lisanne chats with Caillou about Zindi, the newest member of the family.
You and I need to have a talk.
Yeah.
Come here, we're talking.
Hey, sit.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to add someone else to the team. Do you know what that means? Like a puppy.
You don't want to talk about it?
Hey, just know you're always going to be my number one guy, okay?
Nope.
Yeah.
Hey, I need you to be good to the puppy.
Yeah.
If we end up adding one, I need you to be good to him.
No, not quite like that. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean it. Yeah. You gotta be good, okay?
Yeah?
Okay.
So cute. Hannah and I did a thing today, and... We got this little guy, so right now we're at Walmart getting all supplies needed for having a puppy, at least for the night, and then we'll go find more things tomorrow, but he doesn't have a name yet. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how cute he is. Yo, I can't believe it. Yes.
She's like, I need to know who this is.
Oh my goodness.
Caillou. How do you feel about him? You're a good dog.
Okay, lay down.
So this is Zendy. We really like the name Zen. He's just so chill, but the Indy comes actually from Bernice Indy, so we combined Indy and Zen so he can be the calm, ultimate little long-riding dog after Lady Longrider. So,
how did you do on his first ride today?
He did awesome. It was a lot more intense than I was expecting it to be for his first ride, but he was a trooper and he really hung in there, so I'm really proud of him. He's a really good boy. He didn't know what he was getting into.
Hey everybody, this is Julianne, and I just want to tell you, I'm so proud to be one of the partners for the ride. As you know, a project of this magnitude could never take place without the help and support of a large number of sponsors. Starting with the Mustang Heritage Foundation, the Equus Film and Arts Fest, and Espana Silk, this ride was put into motion back in September. Coming on as a major sponsor in October, BLK Water became a driving force behind the tactical and logistical planning. Think about it. With two women, four Mustangs, a Mulestang, a burro, two dogs, and now a feisty puppy, as I'm sure you figured out from the first segment in this episode, there's an enormous amount of hay provided lately by D.L. Morgan and team, feed from Crypto Arrow, treats from Omega Fields, tack from Skitto Saddle Pads and Saddle Up, boots from Cavallo, dog mocks for the puppies, and the list goes on and on and on. And all of this has to move from place to place to place with Hannah and Lisanne. The BLK sponsorship came in at just the right time and provided an amazing truck and trailer rig so that now the team has a way to move from place to place. For every order placed through BLK's website, if you use a promo code, CARES20, the company's also donating 25% of the proceeds back to the Mustang Heritage Foundation and to the Mustang Discovery Ride. So you can save money off of your order and help make a difference at the same time using that promo code, which is CARES20. So with that said, you too can offer your support for the girls, for the ride, for the Mustangs by purchasing BLK Water, or go straight to the website and subscribe to sponsor one of the Mustangs. In the end, we all do appreciate your support, whether it's financial, logistical, or just by sharing our Instagram or Facebook posts or podcast episodes. Remember, 5,000 miles, 5,000 Mustangs, and truly, it's all about the Mustangs.
Put my horse in the house for Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, if it was fit, he would eat on the table.
Yeah. If we can convince her to come inside.
So, I want to update all of our people out there watching and following Hannah and Lisanne on our Mustang Discovery Ride that, well, it's Thanksgiving weekend, so they're still in West Virginia. We'll be joining them at next weekend when they visit Stars and Strides Equine Therapy Center, who is also thinking about adding a few Mustangs to their therapy program, which is pretty exciting. But the girls have been going along. They still need support. So if you want to help them and support them, please just let me know. If you're on the route and you want to reach out and offer a place for the girls to stay, they sleep with their horses. They camp out. They have their dogs with them. So if you've got a front pasture on and they're on the trail, please let us know. You can email me at lisa@equusfilmfestival.net to follow. And if you have any information that you'd like us to send out to you, just contact me. And Julianne Neal will be joining the girls here in a couple of weeks to start riding a little bit to actually get into the documentary making, riding along and figuring the whole thing out. So it's going to be a fun journey. We're continuing along from West Virginia. They'll move into Ohio along the Ohio-Kentucky border and then into Indiana. onward into Illinois, where we're going to be joined by 22 veterans from the Operation Wild Horse. They're going to help the girls across the state of Illinois to honor the 22 veterans that commit suicide every day. From there, they'll be moving into Missouri and then on to Kansas and then through Colorado and then into Utah, Nevada, and then finally ending up in California on the coast. Hopefully this time next October, we'll be toasting a little bit to the end of the ride and getting ready to looking forward to an exciting and fun documentary to come up with the story. So thank you all for following the girls and supporting the girls and joining us on the 5,000 mile, 5,000 Mustang Discovery Ride.
This episode of the podcast is sponsored by JA Media Productions and the Equus Film and Arts Fest. Special thanks to our sponsors, the Mustang Heritage Foundation, BLK Water, and Espana Silk.